Killing for a good story is just a phrase, right? But what if you were a professional? A writer, that is, not a killer, who needed a good story to rejuvenate your career, your marriage, even your opinion of yourself, and suddenly a good story just revealed itself, except somebody died for it. Now, would you give that story to the police or try to keep it for yourself? And if you're a screenwriter and the murder involves a socialite and an actor in Hollywood, why are we even bothering to ask? Stephen Bochco, who has created so much historic television over the past generation, including Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, and NYPD Blue, has now written a novel in which Hollywood is not only the story setting, but the moral atmosphere. His book is called Death by Hollywood. He joins us now from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Scott.
And first question must be asked, why a novel now?
Well, you know, a friend of mine and a co-creator of NYPD Blue, David Milch, encouraged me to turn this idea into a novel. I had originally written it as a movie treatment. And he was taken with the voice of the story and said, gee, you know, this would really be good as a novel. And I thought, well, I've never done that. Why not? And I set myself a rather modest task of writing just a couple of pages a day. And I figured it would take as long as it took, and when it was done, I'd have a manuscript, and we'd see what happens with it.
And what can a novel do that, after all these years, you think television can't?
Well, you can access the interior process of your characters. You can access their memory. You can give a lot of backstory. You can digress. You can tell a joke that has a relevance to the narrative. Mm-hmm. You can kind of move around the landscape with a certain degree of freedom because you're not restricted by format or length or even necessarily staying in a time frame. And so for a writer used to working under the restrictions of the television form, it's really quite liberating.
It's significant, though, that this is a book that at various points is as much about police work as it is about Hollywood, isn't it?
I think it is. I think it's actually more about police work. And, you know, I've always maintained that I could have probably set this story, perhaps not with as much fun, but I could have set it in New York or in any company town. Mm-hmm. I've always been fascinated with cops and the kind of moral challenges they face. And certainly in Death by Hollywood, at the center of this book are the sort of moral dilemmas that three or four of its central characters have to face.
Let me ask you about Dennis Ferrantino, who was your principal police character here. How do you go about creating a police character? Eventually, the backstory does have to be there. Now, you can do this in a novel now, but generally, as you look at it over the years, how do you put that into place?
Well, I guess all the years that I've worked on police dramas in television, I've had the good fortune to meet dozens and dozens of cops over those years. And the more cops you meet, the more specific your sense of their world becomes and the less generic your sense of that world is. And when I sat down to create Dennis Ferrantino, I think I sort of consciously drew upon the dozens of cops that I've known over the years, up to and including, perhaps most importantly, Bill Clark, who was a New York City homicide detective for 20-plus years before he got involved with us on NYPD Blue and is now one of our executive producers.
There's a brief visit with another character that you describe, somebody who was a kind of middlingly successful actor who becomes a hit virtually overnight in the first year of a successful television series and decides he wants to make movies and makes all kinds of, to the television producer, outrageous demands to continue to go on and finally vacates his contract. Now, would we be idiots not to connect a name to that?
Well, you know, you could probably connect more than one name to that.
Well, I have to ask. I mean, if David Caruso, who's doing just fine now, I guess, but if he buys a copy of this book and reads that section, do you think he will say, hey, he's talking about me?
He might. He might. Although I wouldn't be surprised if he saves his $24. You
know. Maybe someone will send him a photocopy.
There you go.
Now, did you find that this recharges you for the work you do in television, or does it suggest to you another direction you want to take?
Well, those aren't mutually exclusive notions. I love television. It's the best day job I've ever had, and I have no intention of giving it up anytime soon unless they kind of boot me out of the club. But writing the book really did show me another way to be a writer that I wasn't sure I had in me. And clearly I do, and not only do I have it in me, but it's really enjoyable. And my book agent, Mort Janklow, said to me, "You're going to get seduced by writing books because what you realize is that your office is always in your head." And he was quite right. And so it's kind of a nice thing to look forward to without any particular pressure or timetable, to know that, you know, at some point, if you have a compelling idea, you can just begin that process again and let it take you along.
Did you learn anything from writing this novel that you think might begin to insinuate itself into your television work?
I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I'm not sure yet. I think perhaps over the next year or so, as we create some new television stuff, that it'll be very interesting to see whether the one form begins to inform the other form, or whether they remain in my brain sort of separate functions.
It must be noted, of course, the first novel that you've written is set in Hollywood. Is there a part of you now that would now like to test your powers as a writer and write something that's got nothing to do with Hollywood, a novel, that is? Let's say A Firehouse in Dayton, Ohio, something like that.
I don't know. I think you're always best served writing about what you know. And I know about Hollywood. I know about the business of entertainment. But I think no matter what your subject matter is, certainly I've never been a police officer, and I've mm-hmm. written and created shows very credibly about that life. So that's not the issue. I think ultimately the issue is that no matter where you set a story, you want to do your research about the specifics of the story. But then I think you really have to, you know, access your lifetime's knowledge of behavior and how people are wired up. I don't think people are that different, whether they're a cop in New York City or a writer in Los Angeles or a fireman in Dayton, Ohio. You know, we all have tragedies in our lives and sadnesses, and we all have unmet expectations and dreams. And we all revel in our children and their accomplishments. And, you know, there's a real common pool of experience that I think if you can